section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Make love to Violet. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Violet, your turn.
I want to do it.
You drunk? Coming to you live from Y, Arizona, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Purple Passion, IBWIP News Bulletin, IBWIP Spaghetti Western, It Burns When I Sing, and getting smacked in the back of your head with my class ring with your co-host, the artist formerly known as The Voice, Negative Nick, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake.
All right, everybody, welcome to episode 195 of Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god. There's a demon among us. I don't know what to do about that. Oh, that's kind of scary.
Exercise
your rights to be that guy. So, all right, folks, we're here at episode 195. We're super excited. We're inching our way weekly toward the big 200.
It's like a rash. We're itching every day.
Itching. We're getting closer and closer, and I'm digging it more and more. All right, folks, see here. My co-host has 10 fingers and 10 toes. Ironically, he only has one penis. Let's give a big hand for Locks of Love, Jason.
Hold on, how many penises should I have? Said Bruce Jenner. I did it. Zing. You're all thinking it. I said it.
That's not nice.
They're gonna splice his penis and they're gonna punt it right into him. It's gonna be his new vagina.
Oh, that's disgusting. No, I'm not. I don't want to do anything. I don't even want to do the rest of the show now. That's how disgusting
Shut
I was.
Off. I didn't want to do it anyway.
All right, my first co-host for tonight has rewritten the book on being a ladies' man. Yes, you guessed it, Dustin. You weren't going to get out of this one. Ladies, let's see. Ladies, let's form a straight line to your left. The doctor is in. Let's say hello to the one and only Vitamin D.
Hey, what's up?
Name
what?
Change.
What? What? What?
Just hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Well, you know, like, I'm sorry you tried to have me on a couple weeks ago, but I was busy. I was at the Pleasure Palace. There was an orgy I found out about, and I had to cancel last minute. Some girl hit me up on Craigslist asking if I wanted to go.
Someone's been listening to the show.
Yeah.
You're the only one.
And finally, we are really excited to have our next guest with us tonight. He has confirmed that he might be at the 200th episode. Ooh. He is the one of our favorites of all time. Let's say hello to Negative Nick.
Yay.
I've spent the last 3 weeks trying to get my car up on two wheels.
Hey. We have a great show lined up for you guys.
Either one's fine. Either one works.
To for you guys. And one thing you'll probably notice right off the bat is there is no women at the table.
It's the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Has this ever happened before?
Almost every other show.
Yeah, right.
It's a bro down, hoe down.
Our intern Heather, is in the big city, New York City.
She's out on assignment.
We said, hey, you're getting some great stories for us.
Yep.
Sowing her oats.
But we need better ones.
She's probably sowing her oats, yeah.
The Big Apple.
What's that mean?
She's probably fucking New York City, I think is what he meant.
All at once?
Hey, you know what? Who knows what she's capable of? The sky's the limit with her.
That'll bring some interesting stories to future episodes, I'm sure.
We are hurting for content.
Another thing I wanted to point out real quick before we got going was high voltage vapors. We've talked about them. We've given you all the shindigs about them.
Now, are they affiliated with AC/DC?
They are. Sure.
Okay.
What would that sound like?
Ah! Voltage vapory!
Yeah, that's right. That's how it sounds.
Exactly right. So, you guys remember we talked a while back. I said I would give up sex for a month.
There's no way you could do it.
For a 120-milliliter bottle of my favorite shock treatment.
Yeah.
As you see, Jason is holding up the 120-milliliter bottles. And I'd like to say that I am currently 3 weeks into not having any sex. Got one more to go. Molly has loved this and says
I'm thinking maybe Molly bought it and sent it to you.
Maybe I can get this guy not to fuck me 120 milliliters at a time.
So thank you again to High Voltage for being a good sport. I'm holding up my end of the bargain as much as possible.
His balls are huge. We did a water displacement test before
He's
the show
sitting
started.
On him right
it's
now.
Amazing.
Deez nuts.
So much semination has built up.
Oh.
Semen.
I have to ask you, though. It looks like we have We have something special on the table today.
Yes.
It looks like it's something special on the table today.
He said something special, Dustin. Your dick's always on the table.
It looks like we've got a cough syrup.
Yeah, essentially.
Some purple tussin.
Yeah, we a couple, three or four episodes back, we were discussing, I don't know how it even came up.
I think Dustin brought it up, and that's why we waited to have him back on to enjoy this.
You mentioned it, and then I did some research while you were talking about it and found out that it was back in production. And, yeah, you wanted to wait for the Booze Hound to be back on.
So Jason found some. He was kind enough to take money out of the IBWIP checking account.
What little was in there.
He has authority to get into the account.
We had an overdraft fee, if I remember correctly.
And so we have Purple Passion, and I'm drinking... since I don't drink, I'm drinking Dewshine. Made with real sugar. It's non-alcoholic, and it's from my good friends at Mountain Dew. So I'm gonna wrap this thing around my drink, and then the fellas, let's all cheer it up. Cheers.
I brought my finest Grimace pint glass.
Before we drink it, should we talk about it a little bit? Do you want to talk about the content?
Let's take a drink real quick.
All right, drinking this. It's a twist off. That's what I like from a hard liquor.
Hey.
Clinky.
Right. Happy alcoholism to you guys. That's flat Sprite, is what I'm drinking.
I am feeling passionate. One sip
in. Oh my God. Jason.
I'm going to get raped by the end of the episode.
Are you just trying to finish it?
I was. I stopped. Oh my God.
So, Jason, you seem to have.
Ingested
three-fourths of the bottle. What is your... Now, this used to be in the 80s and 90s.
Yes, in the 80s, yeah.
Early 90s, this was the
all the rage.
All the rage for high schoolers to drink.
It's made by Everclear.
Here we are.
Here we are, which, in our 40s.
I believe Everclear you can put in your car and drive it.
Right, and it used to come in like a two-liter bottle.
Yeah, well, now it says it's grape wine with added natural and artificial flavors, only 5% alcohol per bottle.
And it used to be...
A lot more. Right. I was expecting it to be double digits and then some.
No doubt.
You were expecting to be able to light it on fire.
Yeah, basically.
All right, Jason, why don't you go first? Why don't you give us a rundown of your assessment of...
Well, yeah, when we looked at it, it said... on the website, it said original formula. But I don't know if you have to order that directly from the website or what, because... You're right. As soon as you see the word Everclear, you think, oh, if I drink this, I'm going to be
I hope
the
I
fuck
can
out.
Drive.
Right. But I don't – if it says 5% alcohol, I was like, I could probably kick back a few of these and be just fine. 2 years ago, the first episode I was on, you and Nick, you were there, and we had the bacon soda. This blows the bacon soda out of the water. This is way better. Everything I drink after that has been just been compared to the bacon soda.
All right, so a 1 through 5, 1 being bacon soda and 5 being a woman's vagina. What would you rate that at?
2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up. All right. Dustin?
All right, well, like I said, coming into this, I was expecting it to be a lot stronger because a lot of the beers I drank are 10% or stronger already. So this is... This is literally like communion wine
it's
for me.
Kind of like communion wine or like Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Like I mean, it's not bad. I could pound these down quite easily, but it's not going to
do anything for you.
Yeah. I would have to drink a lot.
Negative Nick, how would you assess this fine bit of brewosity?
Unlike Dustin, I do not think I would be passionate about taking this particular Everclear to the Purple Pound Town.
I just like alliteration.
I do. It's something else. It's like take some grape juice and take some apple juice and mix it in a way that it's just going to rot your teeth immediately.
Is it very thick? Is it really syrupy?
Yeah. It's like there should be carbonation in here and you're good to
it's
go.
It's like
but
really good
not.
Cough, like grape cough syrup.
Like yeah, with like Robitussin.
This would be the best cough syrup
sugar,
I've ever had.
Yeah,
but
it's
not huge on really high up on this. You know.
Yeah. Dimetap needs to do some research.
I don't know. My sniffles are gone now, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Sniffless. I just keep pretending I'm drinking Grimace pee.
Grimace pee.
Yeah.
That's what I think, too, when I look at you.
Locks of Love, Jason, went on a family field trip to Wisconsin Dells, and you brought me back a Mountain Dew Dewshine.
I've never seen that before.
No, I just saw the advertisement for it like a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago. The Casey's across the street has had like a display case up for like those 3.5 weeks.
At Casey's?
But there's been nothing in it. It's just a cardboard display case with no... They have not gotten it yet. So
it was at Casey's, though?
Yeah.
Because we were just there. My brother's sitting in on the show tonight. He's not on mic. But did you see that over there, Kevin? No?
It's back It's back in the corner. They had it. But they hadn't gotten it yet. So it says, Dewshine made with real sugar, clear citrus-flavored dew. It'll tickle your innards. It does say non-alcoholic on here. I think they have to do that because it has the word shine, I guess.
Sounds like a Craigslist ad.
Tickle your innards. Nick, on a scale of 1 to 5.
Hold on a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you...
I just want to see where does innards rank on where you want to be tickled.
Oh, we're talking about inner tickling right now?
5 being woman's vagina.
Yeah, and 1 being baking soda.
Right.
I would have to give it a...
Really think about this.
Oh, man.
This is serious. Whatever you say right now, you have to take to the grave. He's really thinking about it. Holy shit.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with 4.
Yeah.
That was so unmonumental. Yeah. I was just waiting
anticlimactic.
I was waiting for his explosion. So if you're looking forward to getting some of this Dewshine, if you want to go ahead and just take a quarter cup of non-alcoholic beer and mix it with 7 gallons of flat 7-Up, you have your own Dewshine.
Oh, nice.
But hey, I appreciate it.
So worse than the regular Mountain Dew that you usually drink.
Oh, yeah. I think Mountain Dew is excellent. I would swim and bathe in it. I love Mountain Dew. From a can.
Oh, only from the can. Fountain or bottle, no good.
No. I can't do
that. Except maybe a shower. Not a proper bath, though.
Right. So, if 1 being baking soda, 5 being woman's vagina, I'm going to have to go 1.5.
Oh, wow. I apologize to you, sir.
Oh, no. No, there's no need to.
I've had a Dewshine before, and I noticed immediately as soon as I had some. I had high hopes. I thought another great product from our good friends at Mountain Dew, and I was surprised by how much closer to bacon soda than woman's vagina it was.
Wow, I thought it. I didn't.
But it was noticeable.
Okay, I just thought those were two like landmarks, but we're talking about taste of the woman's vagina and taste of bacon soda. So it tasted a lot more like bacon soda. Is what you're saying.
Bacon soda. All right, yeah.
Bacon soda.
Bacon soda. Soda. That's French. Bacon soda.
It is.
So, Purple Passion.
I should have done research. I just looked at an article on the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and it says right on there that it's less lethal. They're trying to make it friendlier, more kid-friendly.
That's semi-friendly as far as PR. It's now less lethal.
All right, the voice is back with the news, and thanks to the lower alcohol content, I should be able to read just fine. Remember your loved one by putting their ashes in an unlikely place. This will tie into a previous conversation.
Oh, jeez.
How do you want to be remembered when you die, and what memorial would you choose? How about having your ashes used in a sex toy so your partner can remember your more intimate moments together?
Gross.
Probably not the most obvious answer. But designer Mark Sturkenboom, Sturkenboom, hopes it will catch on. He's created a memory box.
Nice.
No pun intended.
That includes, more conventionally,
Come on, guys,
a necklace, not a pearl one, and an amplifier for playing music that reminds you of the deceased. There's also a scent diffuser and a gold-plated urn, but it's the dildo containing the ashes of the owner's dearly departed that really grabs the attention. Explaining his bizarre invention, Mr. Sturkenboom said, after a passing, the missing of intimacy with that person is only one aspect of the pain.
Aspect.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, well, here's the thing. What about, so, like, for guys, we have to get, like, a pocket pussy?
Yeah. So what?
I don't see that listed. Like guys all of a sudden have to get a dildo with their wife's ashes in
just
it.
Stick it
what
up
are
our
we
going to
do with that?
Hey, she puts her fingers up my ass now. What's the difference?
Yeah. Do
not
you need
for a month.
Do you need help using learning how to use a dildo made from the ashes of a dead loved one?
I
I don't have much. That's one thing I haven't come across in my travels.
in my travels.
What have you come across in your travels, Dustin,
with one of those.
I'm traveling, Matt, from Fraggle Rock. Yeah.
In my travels across all the vaginas of the world.
I have not come across this Thurkin Boom Man with his crazy ashy dildo.
Blake, would this be something that you'd want to do?
God forbid, if I passed away, I would have it like set up to be made. I would have it in my to have it made so Molly had to have it. I know she probably wouldn't use it, but that would be like my last.
Oh,
my,
she has to.
My last joke.
By law, I'm forced to carry around this dildo carrying my ex-husband.
Now the ashes, because I saw the picture of this, and it's
was it in use in the picture?
No, just well, oh, okay. It was in a girl's hand, but it's
so she's
got.
She's not using it right then.
The rod of it is like clear, and then at the end, it has like a gold tube in it, like gold tube.
Nice.
So I'm assuming that's where the ashes. So
it looks like a battery.
There's three layers. There's two layers of glass between you and the ashes. But I think yes, I would make sure that Molly had one of these if I was to die. Would she use it? No. Would she cuss me out one last time for doing this and wasting money on it? Yes, but I think all in all, I want at the funeral after Jason gives the eulogy.
Yes.
I want him to present it to her.
Will there be a picture of you and your O face like inside the thing?
Oh,
you know.
I want to know, like, usually when someone's burnt up and you got your ashes, they put it in an urn and it goes on a mantle. That's pretty standard.
Yeah.
What if the kids want to say, "Hey, I want a minute with Dad." And you're inside a dilder. What happens then? You pass over. You wash it with warm water
and massage.
Soap.
Back massage.
Mom's just in the bathroom giving her a neck massage.
You talk to your dad.
Right. What's that noise? She's communing with your father.
Well, you make it sound like all the ashes. I mean, that's a lot of ashes. Like
yeah,
that urn
smells.
Is big.
Some guys love a lot of ladies.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you can get like a Pokemon ball for the kids. You know, filled with your ashes. You know, you don't have to put all of it.
If
in
not
this.
All of it. Goes.
That's a really good joke too, though. That your kid throwing the Pokeball filled with your ashes in the hallway.
Dad, activate. I assume that's what they say on Pokemon.
In the form of
coughing. Isn't that one of the
magic
Pokemon
dust? Char Dad.
Yeah,
Char Dad.
Yeah.
Good job.
That was a good one.
Thank you very much. I have exactly zero Pokemon cards at home. If you say you did, say, you're saying all of your ashes wouldn't fit in one dilder. How many dildos could you make out of your ashes, you think? Because you mentioned pleasing many women, Nick. This is a way you could do it. You could make many dildos.
If only there was a formula.
Well, I mean, I guess it really comes down to, I mean, if you love enough women, you could set up like a share system on like a certain number of
these
dildos.
Like a library card.
Like a limited edition. Like you could autograph the cases prior to, and like they could be numbered, like what's your favorite.
Yeah. Every Wednesday and every other weekend you could have it.
Everybody gets a private message from you. It's like,
yeah,
this May, enjoy what used to be.
Hopefully this does better than I used to do.
If anything, you would think they would do like a mold of your
penis.
Yeah.
And oh, that's
like
even
make it personalized.
That's even a better idea.
You know? So then it's like, yeah, that's how it used
shove
to
the
feel.
Ashes in a mold of your penis.
Right.
That's extremely penis meta.
You can right do there. That at home with a hot glue gun and Vicodin.
What are we waiting for, fellas? The show writes itself.
We're not doing
show's
that
over.
The next time on. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We had a great time.
Everyone get your dicks out.
We'll be right back after we get to know each other.
All right. Well, enough with the dildo talk.
No.
No. Oh,
well, here's another good topic. Pizza.
Yay.
Pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Everybody loves pussy and pizza.
All right,
so
everybody loves pussy.
I smell pussy and pizza. Yeah.
What, am I wrong?
You're not wrong, buddy.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
At some point in your life, you will be asked to order pizza for a group. When that time comes, don't be afraid. All the information you need to determine how many pies to order can be found in the pizza itself. Because what is a pizza if not a tool for learning fractions? Typically, pizzas are cut into 8 slices, making each slice 1/8 of a pizza.
Sounds right.
You know what's really, really pissing me off about this story already? First of all, I've already lost it. I've already checked out. But second of all, Dustin keeps looking at me like, you're not going to understand this, so I'm going to go really slow and look at you because it's fractions, Blake.
Give Blake time to write it out, all right?
Okay.
I got to draw it.
Your abacus.
Here.
If a hungry person can eat three slices of a pizza,
I'm with you so far.
Each pizza has eight slices, how many pies should you order for your group? The answer is X times 3/8 equals P. Pizza being P, not urine.
Really. That makes
this
sense.
This is a stupid okay. story.
This is what? A stupid story. Who did? Wait, who copied and pasted?
All right. So how many pizzas would you order for us? Now I want to see the math done live.
Two. I'd order two. Two pizzas for the five of us.
Yeah, that should do
yeah,
it. Right?
That'd do.
Well, I'm gonna want. I'm hungry. I'm gonna want three. Pizzas.
I already ate dinner. I'm the host. If I'm ordering it, I'm just gonna hand it to you guys and say you guys eat it, and then whatever's left, I'm gonna eat. So two pizzas.
Well, it depends. Are we talking a Totino's thin crust?
Oh, Jesus,
that's not gonna fill anybody up.
I really enjoy a classic host who will just grab a piece of pizza and say, "Here, you're eating this pizza."
Yeah, that's what a good host does, right? Present someone with pizza.
I presenteth thy pizza to you.
All right.
How many would we need? Using that, what's the formula again?
Yeah.
X.
That'll help out.
X, which is
people.
Five of us times 3/8 equals P.
Five times 3/8. Well, what's the decimal for 3/8 to multiply it? I can't.
You gotta make fractions.
Yeah, you gotta cut
five.
If you want decimals, you have to cut your pizza into little squares.
Right. Like I think it's like 0.375, something like that.
That's pi.
Yeah, that's point. That's point. That's 3.14.
Oh,
all right, pizza pie.
Next story.
All right,
that story sucked. Who did that?
Robertson, forgive husband for drunken gay affair.
Oh, one more time. I interrupted you.
Oh, it's okay. Robertson. Forgive husband for drunken gay affair. On Monday's The 700 Club, conservative preacher Pat Robertson gave some marital advice to a woman whose husband of 11 years cheated on her with a fellow male churchgoer. Robertson urged the woman to forgive her husband, but only if he wasn't a habitual homosexual.
Dustin, how would you define habitual homosexual?
More than twice?
Yeah, me too. That's how I define it. That's exactly right.
So you guys have one to go.
I'm keeping that one in my pocket. I'm not using that one up till I absolutely
have
to.
Well, you know, one could be a childhood incident that might not have been his fault. You know,
that's called sodomy.
You're going to keep the gay ace up your sleeve?
Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, this reminds me of a story.
Always keep find an ace sleeve. In the hole.
Right, ace in the hole. So, as you all know, I don't have a job, and I'm currently in a dispute with the state of Illinois regarding whether they should give me money every week or not.
We all know this.
And so it's becoming quite tense around the household and bill-wise.
She just needs some purple passion.
Right. But I said today, I said, all right, are we at the level where I should probably start, I could sign up to do one of those gay webcams where just jerk off.
Yeah, why not?
For a bunch of gay guys on a website. I can wear one of those Zorro masks. Nobody will fucking know it's me.
They love that.
And you know,
I mean, I love it. And I assume every other man that loves Zorro would love it.
So, okay, I'm asking you guys. Would that make me, is that a homosexual, is that a gay, is that a gay thing if I do that for, if I do that as a job for now, under desperate times?
With the Zorro mask?
Yeah, that's key.
Yeah, that's
the part that's selling me on it. Well, I mean, when you finish, can you do the Z or like...
Yeah, squirt your jism in a Z fashion.
I could do that. Thanks to Minicam.com, there's multiple angles that I could use for this.
Thanks, Minicam.
I mean, I'm not so what you would call a habitual homosexual, but I would watch that.
All right. And would you pay? Bitcoins.
Yeah, you would definitely get some BTCs on that.
Okay. Dustin, am I gay if I was to do that? Or is that gay?
No.
Jason.
Last episode, I was talking with Big E about this.
And right, and we know you and him would not pay, not just because it's Blake, but you won't.
Because
even
I'm very poor.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. At the last episode, we talked about how we can communicate with these people. If you're communicating back with them, it seems pretty gay. I would say pretty gay. If it was a bunch of dudes, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. Yeah. Yes.
I, it,
There's nothing wrong with it.
If we want the show to continue, I've got to pay the cable bill.
Hey, you know what? It might be a little gay, but jack off for dudes. I don't care. Go for it. If it means the show will survive and thrive.
I'm not talking to them. I'm not touching them. They're not touching me. They're just watching me do what I do every day while
just
everybody's...
Just put a cockstrong mask on and go at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can put the... Yeah.
Yeah. That's not gay at all. Not,
for the sake of the show, you could take one in the mouth.
And scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
All right. See you guys in a month.
We got time for our last one?
Yeah.
All right. Dad gets a massive tattoo of baby on his face.
What?
Some parenting decisions can be reversed. Others are a bit more permanent. That's the case for one father from Texas who recently got an enormous tattoo of his baby son's face on his own face.
Now, this takes up his whole cheek area, like from his under his eye down to his jawline to his lip back to his ear. I mean, that whole area is taken up by this baby's face.
Yep. I think it's cute that when he's dipping chaw and it's spilling out of the side, it looks like the baby is drooling. I think that's a cute little touch.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I think all babies look the same. Most at the time of his making this decision. First of all, you have to really have a lot of confidence in that tattoo artist.
Yeah, portraits are very hard to do.
Yeah, you need Kat Von D to do this tattoo because she was good at portraits.
Okay, I believe you.
Fuck you guys. Anyway.
Fuck us.
But
he is gay. Yeah. I changed my answer.
Queer! So...
I'd watch.
You do this very early on, and they haven't really developed any kind of facial features that reminds you of anybody except the other babies that were born. That's why they put these tags on their wrists, is because they all fucking look the same.
That's right.
So basically, you're getting a tattoo of every baby that's ever born on the side of your face. So you can't get a job to support this baby.
That's solid logic. I think usually when someone says, when they're like getting a picture, like, you know, get my good side. In this instance, that dude definitely has a good side and a bad side. That's my takeaway from the story.
Does he still call it my good side, or does he just call it my non-baby side?
Get my good side or my baby side?
Well, the baby's name is Perseus, so that's...
strike two.
Yeah,
this guy's got a long list of great decisions.
Exactly.
So, now, here's my question is...
Clash of the Titans is my favorite movie.
When a girl is blowing, when he's blowing a guy.
Oh, okay.
And the dick, goes in his mouth.
Weird. Take a lot of liberties.
Doesn't it? It's gonna look like the head of the penis is gonna be like on that.
I thought you were gonna say if he's going down on a woman, she's gonna see a baby licking her poon.
Honey, my sperm is so strong. I'll just put this baby's face right on my face.
I love seeing little Perseus gaze at me while you're down in Muff Town.
Oh boy, that is awful. That guy deserves what he gets. You know what?
That's the news.
But before I feel bad for Perseus.
Before we exit the news, I want to say that there's so much happening in the world right now there's an avalanche, right? It was on Mount Everest or something?
Oh, a volcano, right? It went off.
Oh, Chile, there's a volcano. Oh, sorry. And there is, what else? The earthquake in Nepal. But these are the stories that we choose to cover.
These are what matter most to
Stories affect more people.
Do you think Perseus will get a tattoo on his face of either his dad or his child, and this will become like a legacy thing?
That's a lot of pressure to put on.
I know. It's like, Dad, I
assume
don't want.
They're both going to die in a tractor accident, but
their house blowing up because it's a meth lab.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Only one thing I love more than news, and that's segueing into In Flames by Lonesome Wyatt and Waitro Brook. They have a new album called Bad Omen, and buy it just for the artwork alone. It's the album I heard it the other night when working with Blake, and the album is very kind of eerie, and it's really a cool album, and the artwork is awesome. So buy it for the artwork. Stay for the music.
Yeah, this is the follow-up to Bitter Harvest, which was in the roots scene was a huge album. Two people that you wouldn't think would make an album together come together and make a great album. And this is the sophomore release of that.
Yep. All right, enjoy, everybody.
Enjoy it, goddammit.
Did you know that there is a different word for shit in every language? IBWIP, however, is universal.
You guys are so nice to me.
Blocks of Love, Jason here for IBWIP. Just want to take you guys down a quick trip down memory lane. Remember Saturday mornings waking up, getting a bowl of cereal, watching cartoons?
Loved it. Love it.
It was the best.
Cartoons, you thought they were real, right? You thought, looking at that, it's like,
No.
Yeah, well, I did. I definitely did. And I feel like everyone else probably feels the same way, despite what you guys are saying. You guys are the oddballs out, not me. And I felt like I could not contact the show. Even though they were real to me, I could never contact the show. But you know what show you can contact? IBWIP. This very program we're listening to. You can contact the show at blake@ibwip.com. You can subscribe to the show on PiaVision on YouTube. And you can download the podcast app. Whether you're a Droid user or an iPhone user, download the podcast app. Go in there, subscribe to the show, and the shows will come to you for free. Every week, you get a new episode. Sometimes we release two episodes a week.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, and you get two episodes for free.
I don't even charge anything.
No charging. You sit in your stupid cubicle job doing practically nothing. Listen to a fucking show for free. Passing the time. You got 8 hours to kill. Here's an hour or two every single week on the house. You're welcome. Am I right?
You're right.
We're also on Vine, Instagram. You can learn all about Blake's boxer dog on Instagram.
Yep.
Vine. I think there's one point that Blake was doing pictures of himself on the toilet in Vine or Vine toilet videos. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, toilet Ted. I was doing toilet Ted. I love toilet. Hey, it's toilet Ted. Today on a toilet, I'm eating hot wings.
If you want to hear much, much, much more of that,
I'll start doing them again. If I still get some more followers,
you got
on
plenty
Vine,
of time.
I'll go. But yeah, exactly.
The point is, hey, if there's a social media out there, just type it in. Type in IBWIP, and guess what? We're going to be there. We're going to be there waiting for you. We're in the dark, just sitting in the kitchen table, facing the wall, waiting for you to get home from
our
your kung fu practice.
Get in the bathroom and eat these wings.
This is how we do it, baby.
In the corner.
Follow us on Facebook. Like us on all the whatever the fuck it is. Love us, and we love you back. Every week, we're putting out shit just for you. Like us back because we love you so much. And help support the show. Send us some comments. We want to make the show better for you.
Send Blake money.
Hey, yeah, send me money. If you want to donate, there is a donate button on IBWIP.com. Like I said, we are getting close to being in a situation where we're going to have to go to somebody else's house that has internet. And I'll have to spend about 8 hours there to get everything taken care of.
Well, you're not getting near my house, I'll tell you that much.
Exactly. Hey, folks, just want to remind everybody, again, thank you to High Voltage for the 120-milliliter bottle. Loving that. And we have to say a hello, not a goodbye, a hello, continued hello to craftvapory.com.
Hello.
Promo code IBWIP gets you 10% off in the store, which they fancy and call e-commerce.
Right. It's just a store.
It's just a store.
Fancy word for store.
And then 20% off your first month subscription. I sent a message to our good friend.
Which one? Meriwether?
No. She doesn't like us anymore.
Oh, that's right. Which one then?
Josh
Crane?
Josh Crane.
And his Corvette?
Yeah. And I sent him a little message, and he heard our discussion last time. And,
oh, shit.
And he...
about how to get month after month 20% off?
He said, we're doing a great job, and to keep up the good work, is what he said. They posted a thing the other day about how they're looking for employees. They just moved to a bigger building.
They were in Beverly Hills,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I
swimming pools,
movie stars,
vape reviews.
I messaged him. I'm like, hey, I need a job. Right. And he's like, come on out to California. I'll put you to work tomorrow. I was like,
I'll put you into pictures. And the next thing you know, you got a luchador mask on and you're
jerking off.
You jack it off, guys. $10 a man under the bridge.
Yeah,
I just came to vape.
Put your Z's on the wall.
So head on over to craftvapory.com. Get your monthly subscription. Just got my brand new one today. My subscription is for 3 bottles. Guess what?
What's that?
There's 5 of them in there.
Holy hell.
And that's the kind of stuff they do to
me. That's the personal service and the touch that you get with
craft. And they also,
or they're very poor at counting. And either way, to your benefit.
I got an empty unicorn bottle to use as well. And used to get M&Ms. Guess what you get now?
I have no idea.
Guess what you get?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Skittles.
Skittles.
Oh,
that's even better.
Swish. Yeah, punch that shit in.
Punch.
You gotta record this anyway just for kicks. Him.
And that little ditty was Liar by Dwight Yoakam off his brand new album, Secondhand Heart, which you can find at my awesome record store, Co-op Records in Pekin, Illinois. It's a staff pick. I enjoy it quite a bit. So.
How does one become a staff pick?
Yeah.
It has to be an album I enjoy listening to.
So it's a Dustin pick.
Hey, this is something I would like to listen to again.
So it's just a Dustin pick.
Yeah.
It's not a staff
pick. But you're part of the staff.
There's only two people.
There's three people who work there, and I'm...
You get all offended.
I do about two-thirds of the man hours at the store, so technically it's a majority decision if I... like something because it's going to get played more if because I'm always there.
I got you.
I don't go anywhere. I'm lonely.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. When we last left our hero, Dick Justice, he had just found out that Lady Antoinette was preggo with his child. They had discussed what to do next. While they were doing that, Little Bear burst into the room and told Dick Justice of trouble that was brewing at the saloon. Justice and Little Bear raced to the saloon, but Dick Justice had no idea what was about to be standing before him. I want Dick Justice, and I want him right now.
What the hell? Is that you, Deputy Shivers?
Justice, yes, it's me. I'm here for your soul.
Okay, so I'm confused. Are you a zombie or a vampire?
Zombies are in, so I believe I'm a zombie. But don't change the subject, Justice. I've been roaming the lands looking for you.
But I shot you. You were dead.
And I still am.
Justice, it seems that the spirit of the undead has cursed his soul. Why are you here, Shivers?
Justice, you shot me in cold blood and left me for dead. That night, as I laid in my pine box coffin unconscious, I was overcome with a chill. My eyes opened and I saw into the eyes of the beast. He bit me and led me to the life of the undead.
Really? Sounds like you're a vampire. I'm just saying.
I'm not a vampire. I'm a zombie. We've already established this.
But Shivers, from the way you describe how you were turned... It really seems more like you're a vampire, so I can really see where Little Bear is getting confused.
Listen here, Sheriff Justice. I'm here for your soul, and I'm not leaving till I get it. You ruined my life, killed me, your best friend, and left me for dead in the middle of the street.
You were leaving out that you killed a man and that you're gay.
Time for you to finally pay for your sins, Dick Justice.
Ah, sorry again. Hate to interrupt here, but this isn't lining up. If you're a zombie, why would you have a gun? Shouldn't you be trying to eat his brains? I'm just wanting to maintain a realistic theme to the storyline.
I've had enough of your mouth, curry breath. Maybe I'll shoot you first.
Stop, stop! Dick Justice, my water just broke. The baby is on the way.
How the hell did that happen? I just found out you were preggo like 6 hours ago.
It must be. No. No, it can't be.
What?
There is an old Indian legend about the great wolf warrior. He was born from a human mother, but could transform into a wolf.
Like Jacob from the Twilight series?
Yes, kind of, anyway. His mother only carried him for 6 hours. After he was born, he ran into the woods to join his pack. He became a great warrior for thousands of moons. Legend says that his spirit still roams the plains.
So you say that a wolf is going to come out of my hoo-ha?
Enough! Justice! Prepare to die!
Ah, no!
Shivers! That is horrible aim! You shot Little Bear! Now you must die again!
You can't can't kill me, Justice. I am immortal.
It's coming!
That's what she said.
Now is not the time for jokes, Justice.
I wish Little Bear hadn't been shot. He could have helped deliver this demon baby wolf thing. Oh my God, I'm a father. I have a son.
Justice, something's wrong.
Lady Antoinette. Oh no, she's dead.
And now you will be too.
Oh my God, my son really is a wolf. He's killing Shivers.
Dick Justice, your son is the rebirth of the great wolf warrior. You must watch over him, teach him, and guide him. You must follow the winds back to Hatchet Wound, Texas. You must right your wrongs, show him a new path.
Damn, I wish I would have established a tagline for myself way back in episode 1. Be a really great time to use one of those.
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, Shame Dick channel.
Whew. Holy smokes.
Hey.
We're always, it's just, that story is always upping the ante.
It seems like once you think you know what's going to happen,
boom,
other stuff happens.
I am a ghost.
I think we should play a game now, fellas.
You want to play a game? All right.
Surely I do.
Let me bring it up here.
This is my favorite game.
All right. That's a long intro.
Not long enough, you ask me.
Is Jeopardy.
It burns when I sing.
It burns when I sing, folks. This is the one where we show off our talents as singers and of our knowledge of songs altogether. Basically, what we're going to do is I'm going to start playing some songs, and then at any point in time, I'm going to stop the song. You get 10 points if you correctly sing the next line, 5 points if you give it a damn good try, 3 points if you name the artist, and 1 point if you name the song.
I feel like we're always changing the point values here. Is that fair to say?
That's a really good idea.
Let's play the game!
Let's play the game. Nick, it's been a while. It's been a while since you've been on. Pick a number 1 through 7.
7.
7 it is. All right, here is your song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. I remembered I had an extra one just in case there was an issue.
If it's Princess 7, I'm going to be mad.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go.
So this is that silent concerto. Oh, yeah, I don't have to say anything, right? I can just be quiet and we're...
And you get maximum points.
Nailed it.
All right, I got it now. I figured out what was wrong.
It was 10, right?
It's the same thing. It's wrong every time.
We're caught in a trap. Can't walk out.
I can see clearly now that the rains have come.
I don't think that's
and it. Gone and come and gone.
Monsoon season by Damp Eric, I believe.
Damp Eric?
Damp Eric, monsoon season.
Can we do a steal?
No steals.
That's all. I love you too much, baby.
Because I love you too much.
That was a good duet.
Oh, we stole that from Damp Eric.
Why can't you see?
All right. That was the one and only Elvis with Suspicious Minds.
Elvis what?
Yeah, which Elvis?
It was the late
Costello.
Elvis. It was old Elvis Presley. Nick, I'm going to give you 2 points because I think you're a nice guy.
Oh, wow. Nice guy bonus.
Yeah, that completely doesn't go with the way you set up the points before. But yeah, no, I appreciate getting
some
anything.
Some lyrics, they weren't right.
Yeah, I definitely didn't try very hard. All right, two points.
What was
I'll
the
take
name
it
of the artist you said before?
That was Damp Eric.
Damp Eric.
Yeah. All right. Jason.
Yeah.
Pick a number 1 through 6.
I will also pick number 7.
You do the same joke every time.
And look at Nick. Old. Nick is in stitches. Why wouldn't I use it every time?
It kills.
Okay, Number six.
Listen closely, folks. Number six. This is number six. Here we are with number six. We're doing number six. Please, everyone, keep quiet if you know the answer.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that kind of dress. Everything she never had, she's showing off. Driving too fast, moon is breaking through.
Your parents never liked me, but that won't stop me. I'll take you out to a steak dinner. Texas Roadhouse is calling a name!
All right, let me see if that's the next line.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Having no regrets is all nailing that it. She really wants. Verbatim. And full 10 points. We're only getting old. Can I name the artist at least?
Yes, name the artist.
The Heartland Boys?
That's incorrect.
Heartland Boys and the 10-gallon hats?
Can you name the song?
I cannot.
Now, is that because you're doing a bit? Or
I don't
know this either.
This is country music.
No, it's not country music.
It absolutely should be under country music.
Is it One Direction?
It is One Direction.
Wow. Is it really?
Yes. It's One Direction with their song...
Rape Fantasy.
Night Changes.
They have incredible range.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be a country song, couldn't it?
This was before that one guy left.
Zach or
Derek?
Zane. Left the band. So, Jason, you're on the show. You're going to be here every week. I'm going to give you 1 point.
I'll take it.
That means you're in the lead by, like, a whole point.
Yeah, right?
Well done, sir.
All right. Dustin, who is our... You mentioned earlier you work at a record store.
Yeah, but it's never helped me in this game ever, oddly enough.
All right, well...
He knows that.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing over there.
All right,
We're going to continue
the trend. 4, 5.
I'm going to short circuit this bitch. We're going to go with number 5.
Ooh, that was
what would that sound like?
All right, here we go.
Number 5, Johnny. Johnny 5.
Number 5. Listen
that
closely.
Fisher Stevens as an Indian? You got this.
Intro Violation.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco. I got it for the lolo.
Vitamin D, got some cocoa. I'm not talking Swiss, miss. You can suck my lolo. Put it in your mouth. It's a tie around your neck like a bolo.
Yeah. It could only be that.
Let's see.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the
this song Lord sucks.
I'm in love with the
okay, that was Coco
He didn't give him a chance though. He has all this information.
Okay.
What's the name of the song?
What's the name of the song?
Coco.
Good, you got the name of the song.
And it's by the Coco Krispies.
Okay. And did you want to do the next line? Oh, you did the next line.
I did.
All right, You did get the name of the song right, so that's 1 point.
Where'd you find this?
It's on the charts.
Okay, all right, I believe it.
And the rap was good. You always come through with some good raps.
I try.
You said bolo. Who's throwing bolo in?
I know. That's what I mean. Like I'm bringing it Southwest style.
I'm gonna give you 32 points.
Officially, that's how you got to get it to work, though. You got to throw it.
32 points.
You wrap it around her neck like a bolo tie.
32 points. That's incredible for the 10-point scale we're using.
All right. Negative Nick, you are in second place with 2 points, 30 points behind Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick 1, 2, 3, 4, or 8 is a is an extra one, but you can pick it if you want.
Hidden track?
Ooh.
Yes.
I was wondering why there was an odd number.
Sidebar?
What's number 8?
All right.
Hold on a second.
Sidebar.
Let's go with number 2.
Number 2. Number 2.
Poo-poo.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, like a dookie.
This is the Bruce Jenner song.
He stole your joke.
You got another one in you.
Look at those drum machines. Hold on, I'll let you.
I think it's another Damp Eric classic. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I'm going to let it show. My purple passion's showing. My junk down south be growing. Monsoon season. Damp Eric.
Let's see. That's a lot of drum machine.
Not enough.
Obviously, it's... This is like just the drummer's like solo song.
He's having a field day.
I just know the sample from like
this
that
was
Puff
a
Daddy song.
That's right.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Did you want to go for the name of the song?
I'm gonna let it show.
Yeah, let's go with I'm Coming Out.
Very good.
Nice.
And by who did you say it was by?
I didn't.
Okay. Very good.
That's your answer. You're sticking to it.
Yeah.
That's
all you're getting out of me.
Okay, that's Diana Ross with I'm Coming Out. Nick, you're going to get 103 points.
Oh, nice.
So you're up to 105.
See what happens when you get some of the lyrics right? You take like a huge lead.
It's 10 points per letter.
All right, Jason, you can pick 1, 3, or 4.
Let's do number 1.
Okay.
One that won't get me addicted to crack. Bend over the toilet and barf off my back. That's all I got.
I thought you were going to say barf out your dick.
That would have been cool. You would have gotten extra points for that.
Shit. Can I go
no.
back? Oh, damn.
Do you know what the name of the song is?
I Want a New Drug.
Okay. Bye.
Huey Lewis and the Nudes.
That's very good. So
it's a parody of Weird Al's I Want a New Duck.
Let's see.
Did he really do one?
I thought that was Ray Parker Jr.
I think I was referencing the second verse.
Well, unfortunately, that's not allowed in the game, so you have... I'll give you 18 points. It gives you a total of 19 points.
I feel like these points, they add up to nothing.
Mine added up to 105.
Okay.
It's kind of like my life.
My point score is not unlike your own life.
All right, Dustin.
So 3 or 4? That's
you're in love with the Coco.
No, okay.
Pick
really,
that one again.
Really
you need to really step up your game on this one. You need all big right. points on this. You need to like actually get this.
All right, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go 4.
All right, here we go.
Nope. There needs to be rules, Blake.
Shit's gonna get racist.
Oh no.
Next line. I think that's it. It's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. You got that right. Can you name the band?
They're called Tampon Extreme. And it's called Heavy Flow.
Wow.
Holy
Hannah. It's going to take me a minute.
An import title. We don't carry it at the store. You have to special order it.
I'm going
to
give you 73 points. That gives you
And it's only available once a month.
That gives you 105 points.
Wow.
Amazing. Actually, that is Baby Metal.
Yeah, I think I heard this at your birthday party.
What?
Somebody was playing it, I believe. No.
Baby Metal with the song Headbanger. Headbanger.
I think Big E might have been playing it on his phone as a joke.
That sounds like Big E.
All right.
I could be wrong.
Nick, you. This is the last one you could actually win. Right now, you're currently tied with Dustin at 105 points.
I forfeit.
But
no. All right, no. Wait.
What a gentleman.
So does that mean if I get to try again?
No.
Well, hey, he gets three turns. I only get two.
That's right. That's how the game is played.
No, you've had three turns.
No, I haven't.
You started with him.
Oh, I started with him. There's okay, so I'm
this
sorry.
Game is rigged.
No, that's exactly how I wanted it to be. I just got lost. It's a tie. We have to have a playoff.
Okay.
I have one song for a playoff.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Now, the rules of the playoff are very confusing, so listen closely.
Am I in the playoff?
No, you're not. You have 19 points.
This could be a lot more confusing.
Is this where I'm supposed to zone out like Blake does halfway through the show?
Okay, so I'm going to play a song. Now, the first person to yell out the name gets the points. The first
Nick,
person
we have a winner.
The first person to holler out the name of the song gets the points. And then if you've gotten both of those points, you can then ask me to stop it. And if you say the next line, you get extra points.
Clear enough?
Okay.
Clear as mud. Here we go. No, sorry.
Oh, that's baby
metal.
Baby got back.
Okay.
And it,
Coochie Coochie.
Okay.
Coco.
I'm not going to play any more of the song. Does anybody have any guesses so far before I continue? Band or name of song?
Guns N' Roses.
There seems to be a generation gap here.
Motley Crue.
Neither.
Ugly Kid Joe.
Shut your mouth.
Leonard Skinner. Staring at the stars. Charlie Daniels Band. Charlie Miller Band.
Generation gap is growing. Winger? Is this Kurt Winger? Kip Winger?
That is incorrect. Nobody got it.
Dude, you
got
to get to the chorus.
No, you don't. Not in my game. Nobody got it. That was Warrant with Sometimes She Cries.
I was thinking it was Warrant, but I had to hear the chorus.
So I tell you what, I have one more song.
Son of a bitch.
I have one more song in the banks.
Is this hidden track number 8?
Hidden track number 8.
The Ocho.
Right.
Here we go.
It's Warrant 2. I'm going to say it now.
It's a sequel to Warrant.
Warrant doing their cover of I Love the Coco.
Warrant Age of Ultron.
Warrant Intro Violation.
Wait a minute.
Have you met my yoga instructor?
I'm sorry.
This is your porno?
I used the wrong version.
This one's called breathing. Red Tube.
We're good. We're good.
Sorry.
Oh, I've seen the video for this. I don't know why you think
that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I
don't know who. Is this Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé is correct.
Damn, I feel like some yoga. Baby, it's fine. Right?
Damn, I feel like some yoga.
And then Weird Al did a parody. Damn, I feel like some yogurt.
Nick, do you want to try to guess the name of the song?
Is it Summertime?
That is incorrect. It's Michael Bublé with It's a Wonderful Day. That gives...
Damn, I feel like some yoga. I still think that's better.
Dustin, you win by 1 point.
Yay!
Nice.
I finally win!
The game is over.
15 years at a record store. I won. It burns. I sing. Woo!
Yeah. That's the intro's too long.
Some might say the outro is the same.
It is.
Feels Hey-o. Longer. All right, all you pee heads out there. We got our release schedule coming up for episodes for you. Right now, you can get episode 193, Mamada Extrema. It's now available. Also now available is episode 194, an interview with Kara Clark. Also available.
Trudy Pie.
You're right. And our the episode 196, our next episode, It Burns When I Pee, Spaghetti Western Volume 1 will be available on Tuesday.
And that is
Cinco of Mayo.
I don't mean to cut you off, but to let everybody know, that is all of the Spaghetti Westerns, one right after the other, in a full box. We're wrapping it and handing it to you. So if you've missed a couple or you don't know how it started, all seven.
Is that what it is? Seven.
All seven will be in sync, in unison, together.
Pop some corn, sit back, close your eyes, and enjoy the show.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo how you should, with references to Italian movies. Also, don't forget that Friday, May 1st, is Loyalty Day. What are you most loyal to? A sports team? A spouse? A religion? Whatever it is, it'll let you down, and you're going to die alone, unfulfilled. Have a great May 1st. Also on May 1st, it's Space Day. Space definitely is the final frontier. The first frontier, you ask? Well, that's easy. Tacos.
Mmm.
Tacos.
That's pretty funny.
It is funny. It's funny because it's true, and I read it because it's written down. Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to blake@ibwip.com, and they will be printed up, folded, and entered into a paper plane contest to raise money for his tattoo removal. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. We need your help for this show to continue to grow.
And then I just want everybody to know that I'm confessing right now, I'm in love with the cocoa.
You're in love with the cocoa?
I'm in love with the cocoa.
It's the first time hearing of this.
Yeah, I love it.
Does Molly know?
Huh?
Does Molly know that you're in love with the cocoa?
She doesn't care. As long as
the cocoa won't even know until he runs out of high voltage.
Right, exactly. Hey, everybody. Episode 200 is vastly approaching. It's like we're in a vortex speeding to it. Like we haven't even prepared completely yet, but it's going to be here. And it's going to be on May 23rd, live at the High Note in Pekin, Illinois. Thanks to Chad Inc. for opening up his bar and letting us.
I know it's looking good, too.
It's really interesting. They're
I haven't been there since the change.
They're opening.
You won't recognize the place.
They're opening the doors this weekend.
Had you been there before?
Oh, they still have doors?
They're opening the doors. They've done some redecorating. It's going to be awesome. But Whiskey Chaser is going to be playing a solo set after us. We're going to do a two-hour show.
Oh, boy. Let it out.
Our apologies in advance.
Save it for the 23rd.
Yeah, so save all that for the 23rd.
We're going to have a lot of guest appearances. Negative Nick, you're going to do a tight five?
We're going to do a tight five.
We're going to do a tight five. Dustin's going to come on the show.
I'll do anything tight.
Who else is going to be there?
I love that you have that bumper sticker.
Biggie's going to be there. Locks of Love Jason might come.
Myself will be there.
Intern Heather's going to be there.
Are we going to get Whiskey Chaser on the show?
I believe so, yes. And Brett Conlin?
Yes.
Harland Hearthrob.
Yes, Harland Hearthrob.
The last time we had him on was like back in early Halloween. December.
Yeah, I saw him this weekend. He's doing great.
Awesome.
He's got the band. He's got a band back now. It's all electric. The Ghost Boots. It's good. And he's going to be performing as well. But we're going to have Flannel Mouth.
Awesome.
They're good. Good friends of mine.
And Event Horizon is going to play. They're on tour. And then, of course, we're going to top the night off with Brett Conlin and the Ghost Breasts.
Ghost Boobs.
Ghost Boobs.
Ghost Boobs.
The Ghost Breasts.
Dick Justice, you like Ghost Boobs.
All right, folks. That's 195 of It Burns When I Pee. Thank you so much for joining us. Jason, you did something different with this episode. Was something to do with your hair or something? Something's different.
You put me on the right side of you instead of the left.
Oh, how did you enjoy that? Like it or not like it?
I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for working it out.
Hey.
Vitamin D.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going well.
You were victorious in a game this evening.
I know.
You drank some free Purple Passion.
Yep.
Does it get better?
I think the I can count my victory is because of the Purple Passion. Oh, well. I think it.
I drank it too.
Well, It just doesn't agree with your system, I guess. Man. You know.
And Negative Nick, welcome back, buddy. It's always
good to be back. Nothing like driving an hour and 45 minutes to drink some awful cough syrup and lose at a singing game.
All right. Well, as you can tell, but I appreciate you driving. I understand that.
It's always a fantastic time. A friend dresser-tastic time.
All right. Everybody, please, let a friend know. Let two friends know. Let a family member know. You know what? Instead of tattooing...
I don't want all my family members to know.
Okay, don't tell any of Dustin's family members. But, you know...
But they're my friends.
Well, then we're in a pickle.
Oh,
right now, we are in a pickle, and I don't know how to fix
conundrum.
It.
Conundrum.
So, all right. Well, thank you, guys. Share. Tell people about the show. I think this is a good episode.
It was in the pantheon of episodes, it was okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's enough for me. Thanks a lot, folks. Have a good night.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Granny.
When life hands Blake lemons, he lays down a thick coating of podcasting paste on them's bitches.
I'm sorry you had to hear that, Grandma.
Right. That's a way to... Hey, Granny. We're going to talk about some pasty stuff.
Good night, Grandma.
Grandma. Are you going to be in your birthday suit when I get over there?
What the hell are you talking about?
She's not where he's going to go on another 10-minute rant.
Oh, man.
Are you going to get creepy? You want me to?
And we think it's off air, but yeah, it's a bonus track on the episode.
Hey, Grandma.
Oh, no.
Brought to you Purple Passion.
Hey, Grandma, I got a 4-pack of Purple Passion.
Oh, no.
It's that same color as your varicose veins.
You know, I know they call it a blue waffle. And then, but it does kind of look purple. And I'm not saying your grandma does it. Don't look like that. I'm just saying any
Let him
grandma,
finish. Let him finish.
Any grandma that might be listening. Because, yes. You know, I oftentimes think about you when I'm alone with the webcam on trying to make a buck. And it just fills me up with intoxication to see your wrinkly roast beef hanging pussy lips. Just makes me want to tug on them with my teeth.
Hand cut.
It's good to have a demographic.
85 and older. That's what we're aiming for. No one talks about 85-year-old labia like we do.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.